Hello, everyone. This is Dave Berta, news editor at Foresight Health. Welcome to Foresight Health's How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think podcast, where we get inside the heads of people trying to fix the healthcare system. Our guest on today's show is Julie Murchison. Julie is a partner at Transformation Capital, a Boston-based digital health venture capital firm. Julie also is our regular guest expert on our weekly Foresight Health Roundup podcast. We talk all the time. I interviewed Julie as part of our How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think series. I talked with her about generative AI and how it will change the digital health technology space. Julie, there's artificial intelligence, or AI, that's been around for decades, and there's open source generative AI, which has been around for about 2 years. My question to you, as someone who invests in digital health technology companies, is how will Gen AI change the digital health space?
Okay, I do think what's happening now with generative AI is a couple things. Mm-hmm. On the con side, I actually witnessed leaders today, not initially confusing, but not being clear about AI versus generative AI.
Okay.
So there's still an education happening, and this is actually largely for clinical leaders, more mm-hmm. so than anybody else. And I do think Gen AI will be a game changer, and it already is in many ways. When you look at some of the technology solutions that can take the way that they interact with a patient, a member, a consumer, or enable a clinician to communicate with that end customer, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You're seeing the birth of a patient, member, consumer who starts to understand their health and healthcare in a very different way. Mm-hmm. For the first time, you can see Gen AI creating understanding, awareness, engagement. So many digital solutions are really able to extend in ways that are material. Doctors and clinicians in general are waking up and they're really paying attention. And the whole clinical decision support was such a scary time. But today with Gen AI, this kind of co-pilot concept that AI can make available and, you know, help support clinicians and mm-hmm. communicate with patients, like Gen AI does change that game. I do think there's so many unanswered questions about the how. There's so many unanswered questions about the cost.
Right, right. And I would imagine at some point you just have to get in the game, right? If you're a hospital or health system and you see this advancing so quickly, you know, I'm sure there are people who are going to say, well, we'll just wait to see how it plays out. I mean, you can't really afford to do that, right?
No. And I think we're also in this stage where a lot of the big companies, Microsoft, Google, you know, you name it, mm-hmm. they're enabling health systems to be bold in the way that they want to actually embrace some of these tools. Mm-hmm. But I actually think it's the smaller innovators who will make the most progress with health systems, health plans, others who are willing to take the chance with them, because they're innovating from a really different place. They're innovating from a voice first perspective, or even product design. So there's so much innovation happening so fast. I think the innovators are the ones to watch.
You're talking about how Gen AI will affect doctors, nurses, and other clinicians and how they do their jobs. What about Gen AI's impact on patients? How do you see that playing out?
Okay. So something else on generative AI that I think is worth mentioning is mm-hmm. the power of language translation. Mm-hmm. And there are so many populations in our country today who don't trust the healthcare system. And if they do, they're sitting in front of a doctor or a clinician who doesn't speak the same language.
Right, right.
And generative AI gives us the potential to communicate in ways where people of multiple original languages can understand and actually be better participants and more informed and less scared and concerned and whatever goes along with that. So this can help doctors a lot. Doctors don't always understand when patients understand them.
Right.
And I mean, efficiencies aside, it's just effective, better care. I also think though that I'm witnessing a lot of people very concerned about ambient listening because of ambient listening's ability to interpret slang, language differences, word intention, all sorts of things. So,
right.
You know, we have a long way to go in AI and generative AI, but the potential on the consumer side is huge.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Julie, thanks for your time today. Great job as usual.
Thanks, Burden. I appreciate it.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
If you'd like to learn more about how Julie merchants and things, please read our Q&A with her on foresighthealth.com. You also can hear her every week on our Foresight Health Roundup podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Berta for Foresight Health.